There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
And good morning and welcome once again to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken and Lori Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group, your host each and every weekend here on KMOX. And wow, we're halfway through the summer already. Can you believe that?
I know, it's so crazy. Good morning, everyone. You know, when this whole pandemic started, I thought time would just go so slow. And now here we are midway and it's crazy.
It's flying by, and hopefully you're all having a good summer. I know travel has been limited, and a lot of things have been limited in our lives. But the one thing that, two things I think that we should never make sure we're limited on is, number one is making sure our health care, that we're staying on top of our health care. And number two is making sure we're staying on top of our financial care. And that's where we come in and we talk to people and we help you through this process called retirement and help you transition from those working years into what my mom and dad used to always call them, the golden years. And you know, into those years where this is something, and I've noticed this more and more, so many have not really thought out what their real true retirement dream is. And that's part of our process, to help you discover that dream, help you plan for that dream, help you execute so that hopefully you can enjoy that dream. And if we can help you with anything along that way, reach out and talk to us. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. You know, as you go along, one of the things that Lori is emphatic about is diet. And I've come to learn that the old saying, garbage in is garbage out. And I have found that if I eat too much garbage food, I feel like garbage, right?
Right.
What you put into your body makes an impact on how your body performs and what happens along that way. And even our minds, you know, if we're reading junk, our minds tend to retain junk. If we're reading good stuff, our mind tends to retain that. And the same thing kind of comes along this same light when you're looking at what I call financial news or fake financial news, kind of a little play on the quote unquote fake news stuff that's going around, right?
And I think it's really hard today, you know, with, I mean, I don't mean this condescendingly, but unless you live under a rock with no cell signal, it's hard to not be deluged with there's just an extraordinary amount of information every day via social media, the TV. I mean, it's just billboards are just constantly changing. I mean, here where we are at our office, I mean, there's billboards up and down, and I just see things changing all the time. And it becomes information overload between the internet and social media and the news and the radio, print media. How do you dissect and how do you know what's real and what's not real and what to believe and what not to believe?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. There was a study out of the University of California, San Diego. Americans are consuming five times as much information as they did back in 1986. That's the equivalent on a daily basis of 174 newspapers. It's absolutely crazy, the amount of daily intake. It's roughly 34 gigabytes of information, the size of the novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
It's staggering. And, you know, we like to caution. I mean, internet is great. There's just a wealth of information out there. But what's happened is it's really changed the climate of everything. And now all of a sudden we're all doctors, we're all lawyers, we're all these, financial experts. But be careful of what's out there. You can't always believe everything you read. And, you know, I'm an internet junkie to the extent of, you know, reading about health and nutrition and, you know, the human body and medical things. But I also realize that not all of that is fact, and knowing and sourcing where you're getting that information is really important.
So hence today's show, we're going to talk about some tips to help you spot fake financial news, because our brains aren't equipped to handle this deluge of information. And what we find is a lot of the daily headlines often have absolutely no bearing on your long-term financial goals. They tend to be short-term, they tend to be emotional, and this whole social media thing has, I think, led to a proliferation of false information. I want to define this a little bit. Okay, so when I say fake, it may be, maybe it's misleading, maybe it's highly biased, maybe it's completely unrelated or unhelpful to you as an investor in your current situation. So many times, headlines and stories are designed to leverage our emotions. Because let's face it, we react a lot to our emotions, and understanding that how that will fit in, I think is really kind of an important part. There's a lot of daily things that happen. For example, the daily changes in the stock market. If you have a well-thought-out investment plan, and if you have a good asset allocation strategy, you shouldn't be reacting to short-term market changes. Well, and it shouldn't get you worried.
Well, and I just want to tag on to that, because you're talking about, you know, leveraging emotions, and that's dangerous when your emotions are already high, particularly in the environment that we're in, having been working from our homes, if you're working from home, or heavenly, you know, God forbid if you're laid off. But, you know, when your emotions are high, it impacts how you feel during maybe a market downturn or recession, and it can cause you as an investor to make rash decisions that maybe don't prove to be correct, and that you're doing things that you wouldn't normally do. So being cautious of those.
Yeah. So the first thing to really help you sort through this is, we say proceed with caution when predictions are being made. No one has a crystal ball, and markets will go up, markets will go down, and don't let the kind of predictions of doom and gloom or irrational exuberance, you know, two ends of the emotional roller coaster. Don't let predictions kind of get in your way, because no one is right all the time when they try to predict the future, because they don't have that crystal ball. The second item is, let's consider the source, right? What's the source of the information? And I've found many times throughout my career that we all have this experience called confirmation bias. We like to look for information that confirms how we feel. And I've seen that explosively, actually, in this whole COVID-19 issue, right? There are people that are on both sides of the fence on how this should be handled, and they all quote all their statistics to back each other up, but they're looking for information to confirm their own feelings and bias.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, we don't all agree on that, and that's okay, but being open-minded, but also understanding that you know, finding and recognizing who are you reading or who's providing that? Was it created by a distinguished individual or recognized economist or a researcher or, you know, is it out on a blog, for example?
Yeah. Somebody's opinion,
right,
without any detailed backup of information.
And just, you know, being mindful of that, and before you give that information any credence, taking an extra step to investigate the source and making sure that they're valid sources. I mean, let's face it, we can all, I can go and write anything I want out on the internet, and you might read it and think that, oh, hey, so, you know, Lori said this. Well, it doesn't mean it's valid. A lot of these are just opinions. So just be careful, be aware of who's writing it, who's providing that information, and making sure that it's sourced.
And the next item, let's determine if the author has an agenda. Today, a lot of content is published online, not necessarily to educate, but it's there to generate sales. And I look at it, to me, a perfect example of this is I used to see all these ads in newspapers and around that said, I hate annuities and so should you. Consider the source for something like that. That is not an educational piece. That is a piece that somebody is using to generate sales as a marketing campaign. And so you have to kind of weed through some of this stuff because when it comes to financial strategies, a combination of all sorts of different products and solutions will work very well for you. And if you're going to exclude any sort of specific thing, be it stocks, bonds, annuities, CDs, whatever the case might be, you may not have the comprehensive plan that you really should have.
Well, and keeping in mind, you know, the media does a great job at sensationalizing things. That is their job. And their sole purpose is to sell ads. I mean, let's face it, if we're, you know, you're watching, their purpose is to make money there. And how do they get you to do that? By sensationalizing and maybe overemphasizing things. And again, going back to making sure that you kind of dissect that a little bit and don't necessarily take that to heart. I don't know if you remember, Ken, but just a quick story. When you and I went to Israel about 10 or 11 years ago, and our guide...
Oh, great, great trip.
Our guide was just phenomenal. He was from Israel, but very well-versed and spoke multiple languages. And we were talking about just the media and how people had said, oh, I can't believe you guys are going to go to Israel. Aren't you scared and, you know, worried about all the different things? And I said, no, I said, there's always turmoil. And he said to us very clearly, he said, you know, you Americans think that things are so bad here. The media's job is to sensationalize it and make it look worse than it really is. And he threw out a statistic. He said, in all the years of war in Israel, they had less deaths than in what happened in 9/11, and it really put things in perspective.
It was kind of eye-opening,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And just put things in perspective about the media and, you know, kind of where what we see, but what other countries are looking at or other people. So I just thought that was an interesting take.
Yeah. And you know that nagging question, it's always in the back of your mind. It's just about everyone feels as they get close to retiring. It's that incessant wonder that plays in the back of your mind. Do we really have enough to retire? Will this pile of money, this 401k, these IRAs, these investments, will they last as long as we need it to last? Did you know that you don't actually have to be wondering about that? Did you know that you can literally test it and have the question answered once and for all? That's what we do each and every day. We give people those answers and we help them make whatever adjustments are needed now so that they don't ever have to think about it later. This might be you. If you're wondering, if you've got that in the back of your mind, you're not sure if you have enough, or maybe you think you have enough, but you're not sure if you can enjoy your retirement the way that you want to, pick up the phone and give us a call. Let's sit down and let's have a conversation about how we can build your plan for your personal retirement. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You can't see it, but you can sure feel it. We're in a recession. Now, here's the important part. How will it impact your retirement? Some retirement plans take into account recessions, stock market downturns, and interest rate fluctuations. Does yours? Take charge of your retirement by calling Heise Advisory Group. We've been helping families prepare for retirement for over 13 years in the St. Louis area. We'll help address the current economic situation and create a retirement plan designed to give you the confidence to move forward. Opportunities can exist, regardless of economic conditions. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and find out ways we can help you prepare for your retirement. Call 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken and Lori Heise on this beautiful holiday weekend here in St. Louis. And of all things, we're talking retirement again. And we love it. It's what we do every day. I have such a passion for what we do to help you create a plan so that you can just thoroughly enjoy your retirement years. And everybody's different. That's what makes this job so unique and so fun for us, is everybody's situation's different. We're creating blueprints that are unique to each individual. And today what we're doing is we're talking about helping you spot what we're calling that fake financial news. Now, that could be news that has a bias. It can be sometimes news that's somewhat misleading, or it could even just be news that has absolutely nothing to do with your financial future, and kind of helping you sort through some of these things. And so as we continue on with that, the shelf life of the topic, I think, sometimes is really important. For example, if we're talking about the SECURE Act that just came into play at the beginning of the year, that has an impact over a long time. I mean, it made some major changes. So there's appropriate information that you should be focusing on. And a couple of the big things from the SECURE Act is RMDs, required minimum distributions, and you know I all call them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting, but they're not required now until age 72. And then the second biggest part that I think came out of that is the stretch IRA is now dead. So all the tax on all your qualified money, your IRAs and 401ks, at the death when they pass to the kids, it has to get taxed within 10 years. So a couple of big issues there. So kind of the shelf life, is it, are we looking at news that is short-term events, like these, some of these market drops, right? They're short-term and they should not have a long-term impact on your financial future unless you haven't created a solid plan that will take those into account.
Yeah, and a lot of these news stories generally have little to do with how you plan to save or invest now for decades, and or if you're in retirement for the future, and you know, just how important is that information. And again, like you said, Ken, is it short term or long term? And we tend to only hear what we want to hear. And that's the difficult, you hear little nuances of it and you think that's really impacting you, but that's not in fact what they're really saying. And so, you know, paying attention and really listening to it, going, oh yeah, that doesn't really affect me, or it shouldn't affect me. This is just a short-term thing.
Yeah. Question the article's conclusion. See, sometimes the concluding message that they're trying to communicate to you in the article tends to be overstated, and maybe sometimes oversimplified and allow a misinterpretation. A case in point, there was a popular research paper that was done that supposedly said happiness tops out at $75,000 in annual income. Well, the truth is the study suggests that our day-to-day emotional well-being may not increase after reaching $75,000 in income. It doesn't say a person earning $1 million isn't any happier or more satisfied than someone making $75,000. So kind of watch those conclusions on is it being really accurately interpreted in the conclusion?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of these reports oversimplify or they overstate the conclusion and they completely misinterpret them, and so it may fail to provide important qualifiers like what was the length of the study, what's the sample size, how was the data compiled, or maybe it was only preliminary. And, you know, you and I talk about this all the time. It's like one day red wine is good for our health, the next day it causes cancer.
How about eggs?
One day you shouldn't eat eggs because they're bad for your cholesterol, and now they say, oh, you should eat eggs all the time, or it just... I don't know what to dissect anymore, and it gets so confusing that I look at it from a logical standpoint or things that I know logically make sense. Eating fresh vegetables, eating healthy. I mean, overall, yes, that makes sense to me. So am I going to say, well, red wine is good today and not tomorrow? Sorry, folks, but I like my red wine, so
yeah.
That's going to probably have to stay in my diet for a little while.
Oh, little bit of red wine, some pasta to go along with that.
Oh, and then the new one I recently read was about if you have gut issues, you know, stomach problems, which I've tended to have over the years. Now they say a shot of tequila every morning is supposed to help with your gut health, and I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe I should substitute that tequila for my cup of coffee.
Okay, quick qualification. Lori does not adhere to that and is not recommending that.
I don't, but this is just the craziness of things that come out and we all suddenly, oh, well, now we should drink tequila today.
But that's kind of the whole context of what we're, I think, talking about and trying to identify this kind of fake news sort of driven information. Even when, for example, they talk about context that things are put into, the market dropped 1,100 points on March 9th of 2020, you know, 1,100 points in a single day. Man, that sounds massive. But in reality, it was 4.5%. And how does that then impact you? And really trying to put everything back into context of what is your plan? Do you have a plan? And have you taken the time to make sure it's well thought out? There is just a proliferation of information that is out there. I mean, the internet has driven so much information that you can literally find anything to back up any side of any story. It's just become crazy. And, I've seen people that have tried to self-medicate, self-manage their healthcare. I think it's better from a healthcare perspective if you have a doctor and you work with your doctor on a regular basis and you get routine exams and you make sure that you're staying on top of your healthcare. I feel the same way when it's your financial life. I think you should have an advisor. I think you should be working with somebody that is holistic, that is independent, and really driven to someone that's going to be there to help coach you kind of that to and through your retirement.
Yeah, that kind of brings to mind as you say that, you know, I think of our son who now is almost 32 years old, but when he was, 18 or 19, I was still taking him to the pediatrician, and he finally forced me out of the practice. He said, you know, in between measuring infants' heads, you know, I got your 180-pound kid coming in here from college sitting, you know, on my little fire truck table wanting to be examined. And he said, you know, he just doesn't fit in the practice or of his expertise anymore. And I think about that and how it relates to retirement. And as you are transitioning into retirement, or if you're already in retirement, it's possible that you've become that patient for your advisor. And maybe you should consider using someone like Heisey Advisory Group, who specializes in retirement planning and income planning, and it just a more holistic approach. But it just reminded me of how he said, you know, we just aren't a good fit anymore. And if you feel like maybe you're stuck in a rut, or maybe you've not even thought about it, maybe you're just kind of going along and, you know, we all do become complacent about certain things sometimes in life. And it's easier just to think that I'm okay. My advisor's doing a good job, but could he be doing better? Or are you really in the right place for the long term? We're not thinking short term here, people. We're thinking long term. Is this the person? Is this the advisor? Are you with the firm that is going to get you to and through retirement?
Well, that litmus test kind of comes into what types of strategies are you implementing? What types of products? Where is the origination of your plan? And what I mean by that is there are three worlds that money lives in. There's the banking world, there's the insurance world, and then there's the Wall Street world. And if you're working with an advisor and the only thing that they're ever talking to you about is all Wall Street solutions, you're missing solutions that are available in the insurance world. You're missing solutions that are available in the bank world. And I think you're getting a biased approach to your investment or retirement plan. And that kind of bothers me, because I truly believe that there are strategies. The banking world has great strategies. They have money markets, that your money is safe, it's protected, and it's liquid. Is it paying much right now? No. But do we all have to have cash, money at the bank for emergencies? Yeah, we need to have that. And that amount is different for every one of you. Some of you are okay with a smaller amount. Some of you like a lot more. At a minimum, you should have at least 6 months in bank cash. And then you start to look at, what about the insurance world? Life insurance, annuities. You know, the minute you say those words, so many of you will kind of clam up and say, well, I don't want to talk about that because your Wall Street person doesn't believe in it.
And that goes back to what this whole show has been about, is talking about fake news or misguided or misleading. And when it comes to your financial life, don't believe everything you hear. You should, and you owe it to yourself, to make financial decisions only when you're fully confident that you understand the situation or under the professional guidance of a trusted financial advisor. And in many respects, in most respects, if you have a financial plan, and you should have a financial plan, you can essentially then kind of filter out that fake news by ignoring financial news altogether. And that's where we come into play at Heisey Advisory Group.
Yeah, we believe passionately that the second half of your life should be the best half of your life. It's that time for you to pursue your passions and what's meaningful in your life. And it should be the best time of your life. And as long as you're making smart financial choices, then hopefully you'll be in a great place where you can enjoy all those great things coming your way. And we're here to help. Our number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a fabulous week, and we'll be right back on KMOX next Sunday morning.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Heisey Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Heisey Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Heisey Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heisey. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heisey Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.